Can you see it? It's just a little passport one. Not that I've been anywhere for a while. Just here, really. Walking these roads, these paths, and that's fine with me. If it's not there, I apologise. It might have been taken out, or somebody might have pointed out the obvious. Why's Alan got his picture on the notice board? Just because he's part of the Sherwood Voices thing? What's he got to say that's so special? And it's not. It's not special at all. But I've been asked to tell my story, what little of it there is. It feels right, they told me, your story. It feels like what we want all this to be about. Only there's an actor telling it called Phil Molloy. Because I've not got much of a voice since the stroke, and, to be honest, I'd rather keep myself to myself. In fact, maybe it was me that took the photo out of there, if it's not there. Maybe I've had second thoughts. Not that I can do much about it now. Anyway, come on, walk with me. Up here, along Park Road, and I'll get started. I'll just keep going until I stop. And when I do, you can carry on. Right up through the Alexandra Lodge archway and have a sit, if it's free, on the bench on the other side. Crack on. I was born here, in the village, in Bestwood. Dad came here in 1952 to work in the pit and was there when it closed in 1967. If you can work at Bestwood, you could work anywhere, he used to say. The only thing wrong with it is the conditions. Ucknell Pit was kinder. But he was soon back here at the workshops where the pit baths and the canteen had been. On Friday, I'd go over and have chips and gravy with him. And it was humming with life. Around 1,000 men doing all the machinery and building the equipment for the pits that dominated the landscape for miles around, even if ours had closed. I was a miner for a while, but I didn't take to it. My mother used to say, if you're down there for half your life and up here for the other, then how can you ever really get things straight? Which made no sense at all, really. But the more I think about it, the more I understand what she was getting at. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that, about mining. It's in me, of course, just like it's in the landscape. Just like the soot is buried deep in the bricks of the buildings. The old ones, anyway. But we've all moved on. It's taken a while. It's bound to. But there you are. I moved away entirely for a while. Got married. Headed south. Had a daughter. But things didn't go to plan with all of that. And then out of the blue, I had a stroke. A big one. And that was when I realised how much I missed being here. Hidden away, off the beaten track, in Bestwood Colliery Village. So I returned, on my own, just as the country park was being started. 1986, just as the landscape was being given a chance to heal. Those who were here in the early 70s will tell you how a lot of the park was just an enormous slag heap, with a lake of slurry in the middle of it. And not a blade of grass to be seen. And then, slowly, the tip, as many still call it, became covered with trees and shrubs until, miracle of miracles, the spring orchids arrived and the sound of skylarks began to be heard. So it shows you, doesn't it, what's possible. There used to be a quarry here. Lorries going up and down all day. The fine grains used to coat the houses and it looked like the moon. And there was a smell to the place years ago from the bone mill, Bailey's and Wiley's. It stank, to be honest. Now you can take a proper good lungful of air. And whatever your lungs fill up with, the smell of the horses or the damp of the edge, you don't need to worry that it's killing you. So go on. Breathe. Like this. When I do this, when I breathe in, I'm sure I can feel it somehow. The landscape renewing, me renewing. And although I'm better now, I remember when I wasn't. And that memory makes every one of these steps that little bit sweeter. I don't know what time you're doing this, but there's a chance you might see me walking past. And if you do, and you know what I look like if that photograph was there, then do stop me and say hello, won't you? I won't sign like this, of course, because as I said, this is someone else. But if you don't see me, you'll probably see some of those that I meet most days. The dog walkers, the families out and about, those that have lived here for years, and those that have moved in recently, as more and more houses are built, and the village moves even further away from being Bestwood Colliery Village and becomes something else. Even with its welfare pub and male voice choir and winding house, and those sooty houses that we'll end up next to. There's the park rangers who are worrying about council cuts, and Joseph Foster with his pair of whippets, who shares his name with the first man whose death was recorded in connection with the colliery. The 8th of July, 1874, 38 years old, fell down shaft while shaft sinking. One of the 102 men who died at the pit, the last being Walter Hazeldine, on the 11th of July, 1967, 58 years old, crushed by tubs. There's the woman who runs the burlesque group, which has transformed the lives of a number of women in the village who never thought they had it in them. There's Katya, an artist who moved to Bestwood from Oxford in 2007, and who you're going to hear from now and again on this walk. And of course, Norman. And if you knew Norman like I do, you'd ask him what he's seen today, what the news is regarding the birds. Because Norman knows the birds around here better than anyone. But if you ask him if he's a twitcher, he'll say, good heavens, no. Jackdaws, crows, magpies, jays, robins, great tits, blue tits, long-tailed tits, nuthatches, green woodpeckers, great spotted woodpeckers, chiff-chaffs, in summer, of course. Still the odd willow warbler, black-capped and garden warblers, white-throats, and down by the lake, the reed warblers. He'll tell you about all of those, and how his favourite is the little grebe, because they look so cute. Then there's the owls, little, tawny and barn. You see the little owl during the day, and the barn owl at dusk and dawn. And if you ask him which has been his favourite sighting, he might tell you about the leech storm petrel, a seabird, which must have got blown across from some sea or another and landed up here in Bestwood to find itself face to face with Norman. He'll tell you that the buzzards and the ravens are becoming more common because they're recovering from the persecution that they used to be. And if you ask him if there are any birds that are vanishing, even in a place like this, where everything is growing again, he'll take a deep breath and say, yes, there's a big list of them. Corn buntings, red poles no longer breed here, turtle doves, willow tits, marsh tits, the finches aren't quite so common, wood warblers, lesser spotted woodpeckers, woodcock no longer breed here. We seem to have lost the sedge warblers down by the lake. Windchats, redstarts are gone too. And lots of others are hanging on by their fingertips, like the yellowhammer. Meadow pipits are right down too. They could well vanish, especially now they're planting up the pit tip. I asked him how he spots them, and he told me he picked them up by their songs. The missel thrush has a very strident, powerful song, he said. The blackbird has a lovely melody. Everyone knows the skylarks, and the song thrush has this repeating note that goes on and on. His favourite is the blackcap. It used to be the woodlark. Well, they're another bird that's gone, but his hearing is not what it was. And there are those like the goldcrest that he can no longer pick out. So he says, you just have to look for movement or something. You know. And he'll laugh. You just look. Spring and autumn are best, apparently. Midsummer is the worst time because the birds are quiet and molting and keeping out of the way. And there is no passage going on, or very little. Midsummer, you want to get here soon after dawn, which is 4 or 5 o'clock. Winter, you may as well stay in bed until about 9. But he's not a twitcher. Good heavens, no. Just Norman. I did it once. Walked at that time, at 5 a.m. And what I heard that morning, I've never heard since. And that was the day I knew I really was better. Anyway, you should have a listen yourself and see what you can hear. As I said, keep going up past the old rectory and the lovely house on the left with its black and terracotta tiles above the windows, unless you've had a pace on and are up there already. And walk through the Alexandra Lodge arch to the bench on the other side. Then we'll talk again.